interview for the British Hindu Oral History Project. My name is Surya Vamsa, and today's date is the 25th of April, and I'm speaking to
Mr. Baldev Krishan.
First of all, we're just going to go through some background stuff, I'm going to say. Where are your parents from?
From India.
Do you know whereabouts?
Punjab state.
Do you want a village or?
A village?
Mm.
Village Hira.
Okay. Were you born there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you still have relatives there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go back and see relatives at all?
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been?
Last year.
Last year. So what family members have you got left there?
My uncle,
mm-hmm.
auntie, my cousins,
mm-hmm.
cousin and wife, and his sons, and all family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you go to school there?
Yeah.
To what age?
Up to 16.
And what happened after 16? Did you?
After 16, I been to here.
Mm-hmm.
In Bradford,
okay.
With my dad.
Yeah.
And I found a job according to situation that time.
Mm-hmm.
And either that time was 42 and a half hour in a week, and every man, woman and children were very hard working.
Mm-hmm.
And for 42 and a half I got £4 for a week wage, and these days unbelievable things are like that. It's matter of 1963, that's rate was, you know, when the hard worker was getting £7-8 a weekly rate, you know.
Mm.
I was glad I got £4 gross,
yeah.
not my pocket.
Yeah. So you said you came with your father. Did you just you and your father came over?
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the reason for that?
The reason was, actually, we were farmer there.
Mm-hmm.
Farm is, in England, as you know, no dividing.
Mm.
One son, eldest son, is keeping in England farm.
Yeah.
But in India, if one farmer have the five sons, and three daughters, suppose, so eight family members, you know.
Oh,
then it will divide into eight parts, you know.
Mm.
When a farm will divide into eight parts, what left for each person?
Mm.
After one or two generation, nothing left there.
Mm.
It will be only for a few yards,
yeah.
Each have the share. That's the bad, I can say, the... In India, government should be make it like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
limited farm, you know, up to that one cannot cut it more than that, you know.
Oh, I see, yeah. So it gets broken up into lots.
Yeah,
it,
instead of cutting and dividing into yards, you our equal shares,
mm-hmm.
our brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
that was the big problem there.
Mm-hmm.
If we lived there, it was not enough farm for us to, as we have the 15 members there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go to somewhere else to get the job and get the money and settle up life.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main reason.
Okay, that makes sense. So, how many, did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers and three sisters.
Mm-hmm. And did they not come either then?
One sister in India,
mm-hmm.
and other sister and my other two brothers and two sisters are here.
Mm-hmm. And so what was your father's name?
My father's name is Tirtham.
So you came over to look for a job, and you came straight from India.
Yeah.
Did your father get his, what they call it, sort of his passport?
He had the British passport 1962,
mm-hmm.
when he been to India,
mm-hmm.
and 1973. I got the permission from High Commissioner,
mm-hmm.
in New Delhi to I can go with my father,
mm-hmm.
to Britain and join with my father.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to with my father in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
So
So you're only 16, but can you remember the journey over, and what time of year was it when you came here?
It was 10th of June,
So at least it wasn't too cold.
1963.
So it wasn't too cold then.
It was very cold, Bradford,
Was it?
and smoke was too much going through the chimney.
Oh yeah, too much. Yeah.
And lights were very, very small one in the back side of the streets, and the stone was in the street back sides, you know. And the toilet was outside. I had to go 4 or 5 steps down after 10 yards to go to toilet. And there was no water or hot system, just put the kettle on the cooker and make our hot water. And we have no bathroom, and that time people have no bathroom inside the
No, I
house.
didn't
See,
know.
that changed in 1970, 69, 70.
Yeah.
The government we got the grants, and we put the partition in the rooms and
Yeah.
make the bathrooms, toilets, sink, all safety in them.
Okay, and what area did you stay in Bradford?
Mostly I stay in Bradford 3.
Right in the
Oh,
city.
yeah.
Okay. What about when you first came over? Because there couldn't have been much of a Hindu community here at that time. So what was that like, you know?
Yeah, that time, not matter of Hindu or Sikh or whoever we was, you know. It was one thing in our mind, you know. I have the ability to work hard. My father, my parents told me, you know, if you want to be achieve something in the life, you be hard worker. Either a mill, factory, or anywhere, you must be honest, or must be punctual, must be hard worker, and must be loyal. These loyalty bring me up.
Yeah.
My way of life is not shivering or like that, you know. My way of life, like a military man. What his duty, understand it, and right time, right action.
Yeah.
Sleeping time, sleep. Wake time, wake him up. Going home, work time, must go to work.
Yeah.
If I will tell you, I'm working in my job 30 years on the job as a bus driver. If you come to my house, you won't get in my house clock with the alarm. What time I'm going to separate time, sometime I'm going to work 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. No need of now to me, somebody wake me up, my wife or alarm. No.
Just wake
My wife, my life, punctual, make me like that.
up.
I always wake up 3:30, 4:00, brush, toilet, one after other thing, bath, taking, then pray, then listen the television with those who are the preacher of our and religious programs, who is head of our Hinduism. I will listen them.
And you said you kind of got that from your father. I mean, your father was like that too, was he? Very hardworking.
My father was a really hard worker. He was working in a foundry, Birmingham, and he was working in a cross flat. There was a moldery job, you know,
Oh yeah.
where they melt the iron and make
Yeah.
the parts of the all everything, you know. It was not easy job, and the job was too heavy, really, really good muscles. So he was doing that job, and he told me, whatever you get the money, if you eat it, I don't mind. If you will come back without make the excuse, I got headache, I can't do the job, you won't be my son. So I got that idea from my father, and that ideas make me loyalty, respectful person in the community. After the long time, I'm working on 30 years on the buses, 6 days working there. And just day before yesterday, I talked to, we, I have an interview with my managing director on some matters, you know. He was in for next course, you know. And he was asking me a few questions, you know, same like that. I asked them, you know, can you find, give me in my record, absent 5 minutes late from my job. I'm not loyalty, and I'm doing the public behave. if I am not in my brain anything catching the right thing, what time, what to say, what not to say to the right person, right time, and how I can solve the problem then. Then I will go with the argument with the many passengers, you know. I'm dealing with 400 or 500 passengers every day. So must we know the how I should behave others, and what kind I'm meeting the pupils. As you know, on the buses there is no top pupils coming on the buses. They have the cars and they have many other facilities. Only middle class pupils and little bit low class people are coming on the buses, getting on the buses, you know, through their income, you know. So we have to accept that that way, you know. We can't accept them. He will speak us as a high level, very loyal person, you know. So I'm not expecting it. And people are somewhat asking me, you are a mind reader. I'm not mind reader. Through my 30 year experience, I know what they are expecting from me and what I can do, what I can give them or what I cannot give. Honesty. If somebody tell me really, I have the problem, this one, little money, short money or whatever, there is no problem, we can sort out. Problem, no problem. If somebody dishonest, doing the wrong things, attitude wrong, everything wrong, you know, and looks his way of speaking wrong and everything wrong, then with a sensible way, what can we do?
So do you think that, I mean, especially in the early days, if you have that sort of attitude when you first came here, do you think people were a lot more, they'd warm to you and be more respectful to you because you were hardworking like that? Do you think that was just...
That time, after World War II, up to 85, 45 to 85, 40 years, every man, every woman, every child, whoever worked, 40 years, 1945 to 1985 in England, they have too much share in England. Because they did the hard jobs, they developed the country too much. They have, I can, too much share to develop this country. Once develop a country, then easy to take it then further, then get the benefit of it. Now we are getting the benefits of it, you know. If I explain you one thing, you know, when I have a child, you know, 1966 December, my first child, you know, and that time first child is not getting any allowance. Now my grandson is getting £15 first child, so it's big difference that time, and now, you know, and that time there was no any. As we are getting 5 days working and we have little income, we can have the compensation from other side, you know. Too many laws in favor of us, you know, worker. That time, by no any extra money. You to work, hard work, and go to after 5-6 days for the bathroom, pay them 5 pence, and he will fill the hot water in the bath for you, and you relax in them and come back home, you know. This was our life, you know. And some people were working, 18-hour continue, you know, night shift, more than Friday starting 6 o'clock and Saturday finishing 12 o'clock. My many friends, one of them, my father was also.
It's hard work.
Very, very hard worker, not little hard worker.
Yeah.
I'm still hard worker.
So, you know, you were working these hours and staying, who are you staying with at that time?
I'm staying with my son, my daughter-in-law, my wife, my one grandson and my one granddaughter. I have two houses together with the extension now, and a nice garden, and front and back side. I'm living there, really, I have some hobbies gardening, and put the right tree. I'm keep looking the people's garden, where they have the nice plant, tree, or how I can put that tree or plant there in my garden. I get the got the idea from other gardens. So I have hobby some good one.
Just to go back a little bit, was your dad, was your mother Or was still in India at that time?
In 1963, my mother was still in India.
And was your dad just paying for her?
Yeah, my
Yeah.
dad was paying them.
And
And
he's.
my brothers and sister were there. And we have, they have, he have to look after them. And whatever we save them, we were sending them
Send
back.
them back.
Yeah, after a few years, they been to here, and then they joined with us.
Good. Just a little bit on just a little bit on socializing when you came here, because the community was so small. How did you find that? I mean, what temple did you even have at that time?
We have no temple that time. First, we start the Sankirtana. Made you know Sankirtan?
Actually,
Sankirtan means where we sit together and chant God
Oh
names and sing our to know the commandment of the God.
yeah,
Somebody
but it could be
up
at people's
each,
houses and things
yeah,
around.
in the house, you know. Somebody have the back-to-back house in 1967, old back-to-back house. And we put some picture there and everything. One of our teacher was, you know, he was explaining on Bhagavad Gita, what is Lord Krishna saying, you know. And I was also a little interested in them. One day he was explaining to us from Gita about the caste, you know. And his meaning was God in every person and God make this thing, nobody up and down, you know. If I'm doing working as a bus driver, if I'm a good driver, no problem. I can't be PhD. Everybody can't not have the ability to PhD or high qualification, you know. Wherever I am, I must be honest there. I should know how to do the job, you know. If I'm even cleaning the footpath or road, anything, I'm wherever I'm doing the job, I should be perfect in them. So there is no problem.
So would you say that your father, because they're the sort of things that your father kind of upheld, those sort of beliefs of working hard and stuff. Would you say he was a religious man, your father?
No, he was a responsible person in the family. Responsibility is the main thing, you know, how responsible you are and the whole idea you have in your mind, you know. Are you responsible for your wife? Are you responsible for your parents? Are you responsible for your nearest and dearest one? That's individually every person. If you are responsible, you be punctual, you be good. If you are, I'm not responsible anything, nobody can make me responsible. My ideas through my parents, through my holy books, through the respectable person in the community, through our reading books, saints, good ideas, philosophy of God, that can bring me high level of knowledge person. And whatever I have in my mind is knowledge, I got it. So that will work in my life.
I just quickly, I didn't touch on this before, but do you find it difficult at that time to get more exotic foods and also spices and also clothes and stuff like that, like
Yeah, we have the problem in starting, you know, when I've been to here. I feel some problem. So I start taking eggs and other things, you know. As my father information, son, be strong man. If you won't be strong enough, you can't work. You won't be good in the respectable person in the community.
You need your
You
energy.
will be li we, our family will live in a poor, very poor stage. You can't be rich then. If you want to be rich, you must be hard worker and be honest. And time will come after a few years. If your way of work is right and you know how to spend money and where to spend money, where not to spend, where not to go, where to go, when to go, right time, right attitude, right action. If you have the knowledge, nobody can stop you. You'll be rich by your idea, by your financial rich. Nobody can stop it. When the sun will come on the sky, dark will go away. Nobody can stop it. Same thing is the honesty, loyalty in you. If you are in your life, any person, doesn't matter, in this world, any person in this world, honest, hard worker, loyalty in them, pure, he never be poor. He will be rich by financial, by his ideas. He will get the respect from other people, from those who are really good people, from them. I'm not talking about the evil people. Evil people have no idea. They will respect the evil people, bad people.
Talking about evil people, did you ever experience any racism?
I have. I'm living in Bradford, 1963, 41 years. Racism, Bradford, vandalism. I seen 2-3 vandalism. They throw the petrol pump, petrol bomb to our temple. I got the telephone from someone warning to our temple. And they say, save your temple. I explained to my society. And society did not, they think it's only joking, somebody alive. So they throw the bomb just left the temple, petrol bomb. And that was the only one community in the world, those who are doing many years, you know, wherever they are. I'm not against any individual person. I am individually the bad thing, you know, which are bad action law, you know, throwing the petrol bomb to the normal people, those who are peacefully living here and nicely to live. And one thing is in my life, no one English people hate with me. Or I found the racist. I found only that time when riots start here, Bradford. That time I feel, because so many people burn shops and too much damage, millions of pound people. They did it one community, everybody know in this Bradford. They did 2-3 times damage, million pounds damage. And shops, and only they select the only one community. That was the English people property and Hindu property. They damaged them. They did not damage any their own community, a single shop. Then the other side, National Front, have the ideas, you know, for them to stop it. Then the collision going, and then they are coming on the bus. They feel I am one of them. But I am not one of them. I will be pure. I will be honest. I will feel it. They are all my brother and sisters. I'm more honest, more pure. I love that honest person. I don't color war, know anything in my mind. Who is he? I like every person in this world. God make every person. He's in every person. God make this world. And his son is giving light to everyone. Why I can not listening to the God commandment, you know? Why I will follow to the evil's idea, as you know? What they are doing, it should not affect on my life, actually. I am so strongly opinions.
That's good. Okay, I'm just going to just move on now to just your religious practices, if you've got enough time. Basically, your religious practices today, basically, now you in the temple, also at home. So do you do puja in the morning? What's your normal sort of routine?
My puja is first start, you know. When I'm leaving bed, I to pray to earth. Without earth I can live, you know. This one give me shelter, this earth. Then air. Even God make this earth, God make this air for me. To run the function for my life, everybody know. If air won't be pure oxygen in them, somebody put the too much petrol or anything, too much smoke or anything, you know, any atom bomb or like that, so we can't survive, you know. So we need to thank to God who make these things, and thank to air, our pure we are getting, and thank to our mother who bring me on this earth. Thank to my father. I thank to my teacher who give me ideas, this one. And thank to God and thank to whoever honest person in this world who believe in God, who keep the commandment, any testament they keep it, any religious, I pray them, be honest, I'm with them. They are my nearest and dearest.
Also,
they are too close in my mind. Dishonest, my any nearest or nearest or he can't be come my, in my mind.
So do you find yourself as disassociating with people in the temple then, because they're on the same sort of...
Yeah.
Also, I just want to ask you, do you have a family guru at all?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Mridul Vyas.
And how did you find out about him?
Actually, in 1967, we was in Bradford. We was in temple, you know, chanting God names and read the holy books, you know. Then he been to Bradford. He was so good in explanation Ramayana, singing in harmonium, and so good his tunes and chant, you know, poets, you know, Ramayana singing to us, you know. And the explanation has too good, you know. He have know the commandment, God.
Yeah.
So I got idea from them, and then I think, you know, this is the right person who can a guru guide in my life, you know. So I respect them, and he gave me mantra for God, you know.
Yeah.
God is in every person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to serve the God, must be honesty with them, must serve them nicely, politely, and honesty and loyalty.
Did you have any ever have any gurus visit your home at all?
Did I have that?
Any of the gurus or swamis ever visit your home at all?
Yeah, there are many. Keep coming my house.
Okay. Any in particular, or just?
So many. All famous for me. All equal famous. They are telling everything same.
Okay, these some of these questions now that are a little bit broad,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm going to go with them.
Yeah.
Kind of, what would you say that makes you Hindu?
Hindu means, you know, be vegetarian.
Yeah.
Be honest. Be loyalty. Be punctual. All the good things in Jew, and be helpful for others, those who need it, even a blind person, even a disabled person, even any person in the world, you know. All over the world, I keep knowledge in my mind, you know, what whoever saint, wherever he is in the world, he's doing the good thing.
Yeah.
It's everything in my brain here. If I see in the any part of the world, anybody good thing doing, you know, it is coming too near of me. Doesn't matter who, Hindu or any religious, any good person, I believe it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe in karma?
Karma.
And also reincarnation.
Yeah, I believe it. Karma. Without karma, how we can improve our idea? Then we are animals, you know. Worse than animal. Animal can do the damage to little one. Man can do too much damage, you know, if he start on the wrong way, wrong path. Evil's ideas, you know, they are doing it too much harm to the, they are taking the people's life, and still they feel, you know, they are not taking the life of other people, drugs and other things, you know, and only they got the bad idea, that's all, illegal things.
Okay, what happens to you when you die? That if you had a pious life and you've practiced your religious principles, what happens to you, or what would you like to see happen to you in your next?
There are two situations, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm really good by my mind, and God given the mark to me, suppose I'm going to school, teacher know after the exams, how he did the paper and how many marks he got it. Same thing God is. whatever I did the action in my life, with that action always helping me in the life also, when it's going, and after the life also, I will go in paradise. There are seven paradise, one after other, one better, 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 and better than one, and second better, third better, best one. It's like that. And one is moksha. And moksha is called the mukti, and moksha is called the nirvana pada. That's a little one hard. Hard is that one you have to be know God philosophy and the God commandment, and be with them, honesty, not with the other people. Doesn't matter whatever who your nearest or dearest doing. You to be feel this world is like a dream, as when a dream is coming and our during night time, we feel somebody meeting me, going separate, and I'm running, talking, and same way house, and all creation going like that, you know. And when I wake up through it, I feel, oh, that's not true. I did not kill that person. Why the police catching me after I wake up, you know, out from the dream? So same thing, this world, if you know the philosophy of God, you will feel the same thing. This world is a dream. And one side God said you have to keep the commandment. Other side God say must know me. Without knowing me, what is my srupa, what who I am, Brahm, Param Brahm. If you want to know it, if you know it, I will explain you in a so good. So hum simati vritti akhanda deep sakha soi parma prachanda atma anubhav sukh so prakasha tab bhav mool bhed brahmanasa. Behi Brahm main hun. Hindi, I am telling you in Hindi, really too good, you know. Because I don't want to be little word to cut it, you know, that's too good. So hum simati vritti akhanda bohi Brahm main hun. ऐसी जो धारणा है वो उस जलती हुई ज्योत की तरह है, और उसके बिना, आत्मज्ञान के बिना, हम निर्वाण पद नहीं पा सकते. द वे ऑफ डीलिंग विद द पीपल्स हैव टू बी डील विद गॉड नॉट विद माय ब्रदर एंड सिस्टर, फादर एंड मदर. दैट्स गुड आइडिया. What, that's the second good, not the top good. Be top good if you want to be nirvana. Don't want to come on this earth. You want to meet with God. No more birth, no more karma. If you want to be that one, nirvana padda, you to be on that level.
Okay, this is a strange, bit of a strange question, but I always ask everyone this one.
Yeah, would you ask me any question?
Have you had any sort of spiritual experience ever, or
spiritual?
Spiritual, you know, ever had a sort of like a experience with a religious experience at all?
Yeah, too good. Yes, I have, and that experience, you know, through the preachers, through my reading, through my practical life, it's great helping me. Which one is my ideas, my way of life living? I'm not expecting anybody from somebody donate me or give me anything. I am praying to God keep my body good health and good ideas in them. So all that time I will be happy. I will be useful for other people help. God given me two hands, I can work hard, and one mouth to eat it. I can give 10 people food. I'm still at the age of 58, 60, working regularly every week. I'm proud. I'm not working only 6 days. Other day, I'm working in our temple. I'm working in my house, gardening, other things. Keep watching and keep telling my sons, granddaughter, talk to them lovely. And sit with them, enjoy with them, and talk to them, you know, really. I'm enjoying, you know.
Do you think it's important to do charity work then? You're saying that you do work inside the temple and stuff, but do you think that's important?
That's very important. Very important for me.
The next little thing I'm going to move on to is just basically, it's the last little bit now. like Hinduism today, basically.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can gather from this that you're more religious now than you were maybe when you were younger.
Yeah.
You know, the older you get,
yeah,
the more important, I guess.
Yeah.
But what about the youth? What about Hindus, the younger Hindus today? Would you say they're more or less...
Yeah, Hindu, younger, you know, it's same like me when I was young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My family was just like a picture, you know, family. My grandfather was.
Mm-hmm.
He was explaining me a few things in Sanskrit,
yeah,
you know. He can do the marriages and he can do the all through mantra, you know,
mm-hmm,
everything and which one a Hindu needed ceremony, you know,
yeah,
on the birth child and when he die or
mm-hmm,
then marriage or all 14 function, you know, which
yeah
one needed in the life, you know.
Yeah.
Hindu have believe in 14. And I did not take it, you know.
Mm.
When I been to here, you know, I have that hair brain thing, you know. When I heard the Gita from our one of the teacher explanation,
mm-hmm,
then I have a little bit other ideas, you know.
Mm.
I think he's not explaining me the right Gita.
Mm.
So I must read myself. So that thing bring me up, you know,
mm,
to wake me up. I was interested in them. Is he right? Master,
sorry,
is he the right person who explaining meaning, doing the meaning of Gita, or am I right? In my mind, when I was that time 20-year-old, you know, so that thing bring me up. So I keep listening them, keep study up to today.
So do you think that like the youth have the same opportunities to do that though? Do you think the younger?
It's depend on your family, you know.
Yeah.
Some if the parents have something, it's already in your house is something,
yeah,
you know. River is in your house, you know. You can swim in the money.
Mm-hmm.
If parents don't know anything in the house, it's hard for you to,
yeah,
you know. Anything in the parents, anything parents doing, job or anything, child can get that few percent automatically.
Yeah.
God have that
yeah
in them shares, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Do you think it's important for the younger Hindus to learn their mother's tongue?
It depend on any person, you know. All language are quite good, you know. There's no problem. Problem is if you are English, you know, how many English people are going to be Hindu? You know, suppose there are some. You know, some are changing.
A couple of thousand.
Yeah, few of them. You know,
mm-hmm,
if you are a good Hindu, no problem in this world. You know, you are good. If you are good Muslim, no problem in this world.
Mm-hmm.
If you are good Christian, both Jain, any religious,
mm-hmm,
if you are good,
mm-hmm,
no problem.
Mm-hmm.
When I am bad Hindu, name I am calling I am a Hindu,
mm,
good Hindu, then the trouble starts.
Yeah, of course.
So be honest with the commandment.
Mm.
You don't mix the commandment, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Sun will go on the sky and the dark won't go.
Mm.
If the dark is not going, sun is in the sky,
mm-hmm,
something wrong there.
Yeah.
So believe these things, you know.
Mm.
God commandment always be pure, be perfect.
Yeah, you can't like pick and choose.
No,
yeah,
it's not like that.
Yeah.
Any religious, they are everyone same.
Mm.
I know. I'm not only in Hinduism, I have little study about other religions too,
mm-hmm,
little one knowledge.
Yeah.
But I believe it, wherever they have the commandment, those who have the commandment, Ten Testament or whoever,
mm-hmm,
little bit more, that's the only difference I notice,
mm-hmm,
through my knowledge. The Ten Good Testaments commandment have the Christianity,
mm-hmm,
we are little bit more Hinduism.
Yeah.
That's the only, ten plus,
mm-hmm,
as vegetarian,
mm-hmm,
and other things, you know. We have a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
Only that's the difference I know, like,
mm-hmm,
got the knowledge. Other top 10 are there,
mm-hmm,
in Hinduism. Other religious same is also like that.
Yeah.
So, a million people are Christian, million people are Hindu, million people are Muslim, you know.
Mm.
Why? They are good, you know. But bad thing is when mixing any dirty thing in the water,
yeah,
and can't see and anything in it.
Yeah.
So same thing is when we're not keeping the God commandment honesty way,
yeah,
understand them, and doing the action bad and in the name of God, then God is not with us.
Yeah.
We can't make the God fool. He is in every person.
Yeah.
He knows which way we are feeling and what action we are going to do and what we will get the result of it. Be honest.
Yeah.
Be pure. Be loyal.
Okay, this is about it now. Okay. Just quickly, on the caste issue, do you think it's still applicable?
Yeah, that's a good question, really, you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
You know Hinduism? There is a caste system.
Yeah.
One is a Brahmana, high levels.
Mm-hmm.
Second is a Kshatri,
mm-hmm.
fighter,
mm-hmm.
army. Third is farmer
mm-hmm.
and businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth is servant.
Is that
Sudra?
Yeah.
Servant.
Yeah.
Servant. Those are working.
Working
for under
yeah.
somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, every person have the not same ability
mm-hmm.
through his brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying everybody can't very brilliant knowledge, you know,
mm-hmm.
here. PhD can do it, high degree.
Mm-hmm.
So, we believe it, people have five kinds level of knowledge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are very brilliant in knowledge here, they can do the PhD, high level, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And doctor, engineer, or any master of any subject.
Mm-hmm.
No problem in their life. They have good money and honesty can go work it, you know, no problem. And second thing is, too good brain. Second stage brain. I'm good, healthy, and honest. And I can work hard, I can join the military,
mm-hmm.
protect my country border and whatever my orders coming from behind, you know, I have to work it and get the money for that and fulfill our desire to live a better
mm-hmm.
way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the second stage. Third stage, I have not that ability now, suppose. I have my own farm,
mm-hmm.
as I have in my India,
mm-hmm.
but there was problem for 5-6 years and
yeah.
then little one divided. If we will stay all there, so we to be poor stage live
mm-hmm.
or to leave that place to find someone else
mm-hmm.
job in this world or anywhere to go and to live better way. So that's the third way to do the business, farm doing or any job, you know,
mm-hmm.
anything doing, right? Farmer,
mm-hmm.
business.
Yeah.
Giving the whatever we grow in the farm and sell them and bring the things and fulfill our desired families,
yeah.
right? Third thing. Fourth thing, I have not that knowledge. I am no farmer, no that knowledge. Then I have knowledge only, very little knowledge,
mm-hmm.
little brain my working.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can brush, I can clean the buses,
mm-hmm.
I can do any job, little one,
mm-hmm.
and get the little money, 5-6 pounds, and
mm-hmm.
honesty we work, and I can fulfill my desires and live.
Yeah.
So every person have the separate ability.
Mm-hmm.
And how can be possible all engineer, all PhD,
no.
or all degree, or all military man?
Mm-hmm.
We need the military man
mm-hmm.
for to protect our country.
Mm-hmm.
We need the police. We need the engineer. We need the doctors. We need the nurses. We need the somebody to clean footpaths, road works. All jobs we need it, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So God make. We need all kind of pupils. As function our body is doing, everyone,
mm-hmm.
eyes are looking, ear are listening, and tongue is speaking, every function of our body, separate job is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, God make this world, you know.
Mm.
King need the servant, servant need the king.
Yeah.
Rich man need the poor, poor need the rich man.
Yeah.
Factory man need the worker, and we need the factory.
Mm-hmm.
The God make it like that,
yeah.
not me and you make it. If we see, think it deeply, we will know they will get through our job money. If we won't go to work, his factory won't run. They need us, we need their help. And God say, and Holy Ghost telling,
yeah.
after your father, next is your whoever, wherever you working, feel it, he is your father like uncle.
I
respect them.
I know, like in the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, it talks quite a bit about the importance of the different caste system.
No, that was the that I'm coming to you that point now.
Yeah, it's about your
yeah. I'm coming to you that point. You know, when I have same feeling when I was 20 year old. You know, I was in Brahmin family. I was feeling I'm a highest level.
Yeah,
I'm the highest level because I'm Brahmin family born. By my birth, I am the highest person. How can we suppose I will put the coat white one with the doctor one and put the everything on my ear, you know, and to check somebody when I have no qualification as a doctor. I will harm the person and harm myself. Unrespectable person, I will go. Same thing is God like that, you know. I have no ability. How I can go there, picture, on the stage. I will speak wrong word, wrong idea, wrong commandment. How long they will listen to me? They will kick him out.
Yeah.
I'm not right person on that stage. Be honest. You should know what ability I have it. Work according to it.
Yeah.
So, some people say it's a Shudra, especially. That's a bad word. Tell me, Shudra means we call it servant.
Yes, sir, yeah.
As I'm a bus driver, work under somebody.
I'm
working there and with the respectable, they give me money every Thursday. I'm getting money and fulfill of my desires, you know, honesty way. What's wrong with it? But in my country, some people think this way. They are Shudras, means they are lowest caste. It's not lowest caste. How can be PhD, everybody tell me? How can be very high rank military man? How can be everybody good farmer, you know?
Yeah,
there are no farms everywhere, you know. You not do that with me?
Yeah, but aren't we all servants anyway, though? Because if you take Tony Blair, he done PhD and stuff, but he still serves, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing service and on his level. He's doing the service on his level.
But he still serves the people.
Yeah, he's serving the people. Every person serving the people, even farmer, military man, he have that responsibility. He have the what to do, what not to do through their courses, you know. Work. Duty are a little different for the military man and the farmer and the servant, you know. There are some special duties on every level, separate little one. Some are equal everybody. Some of them different. So some of the different high levels, they are getting extra money for that. I'm doing a little low level person, fifth stage, what I am with the honesty and hard worker. I'm fulfill my desires. I don't feel I'm anybody down. Tony Blair is doing his right job. You know, I respect them. He have the ability, and people have the PhD. My friend many. I'm sitting with PhD. I have very little qualification in my country. You know, I have no qualification really English. What I have qualification in my language, very good. Therefore, I am in the temple. When all PhD sitting here, specialists sitting here, sometimes I speak on the stage, they are listening me, what I am telling them, God commandment or whatever I am telling them, they believe I am telling them the right thing.
Okay, just two questions and that's it. Just, where do you see as home now?
Where is my home?
Where do you see as your home? Do you still have a strong connection with with your family in India, or do you see, because you've got family here now, where's your home?
My home is this country now.
How would you categorize yourself? Would you say...
my home is here.
Yeah.
By my mind, I'm in the world too.
Yeah.
My family is not 4 or 5 members. My family, millions of people, through my knowledge. So many are my uncles, so many my aunties, so many are my sons, like the nephews and all my grandsons, granddaughter age are my grandson and granddaughter. My feeling is this whole world is my family.
That's good. Okay, so finally, just anything else, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to say?
I have many things to say. You know, as I mentioned you know, what ability you have, you're supposed to use it for others, you know. And how you can bring the loyalty in peoples,
mm-hmm.
and honest make the peoples, you be idle first. If I have, suppose, I hard work and I have some money and saved it, somebody come to me and request to me, give me money for loan or whatever, you know, I can give them. If I when I have no money, no saved, somebody ask me, even I want to give him, I can't give. Simply that. That's the true thing. So same thing is God. If I say somebody is to speak the truth, I must speak the truth. Then it will affect. Then it will work. If I am liar, not speaking the truth, and telling on the stage, always speak the truth, it won't work. Because truth is not in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, be loyalty, be good, be pure, be a polite. So many loyal things in your life should come. And the people will respect you wherever you go in this world. Never mind in your house. Wherever you go, people will respect you. All community, doesn't matter which color, which nationality you have, but he will respect you through your loyalty. That's your individual life. Be good.
Thank you.